Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. There's a neat story up on our website this week. The sons of Walmart President and CEO Doug McMillon are in the very early stages of introducing a new hospitality concept to downtown Bentonville. It's called Urban Share and is marketed as an alternative to hotels for business travelers. Spencer McMillon is the founder and CEO, and Blake McMillon is the chief operating officer. Now, I asked Spencer McMillon for an interview about the idea, but he politely deferred that until a later date. So we'll check back again at a later date. Again, it's in the very early stages. What we do know is that Urban Share has plans to develop a location in Bentonville by 2021 and another in Seattle in 2022. In Bentonville, the site is near the Thaden School, and Urban Share recently acquired the land for about $1.5 million. You'll find more details about Urban Share in a story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. After a quick break, we'll check in with University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj to discuss the state's rising unemployment and the state and national struggles of the travel and tourism sector. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The unemployment rate in Arkansas in August was up slightly to 7.4%. University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj was a guest of Roby Brock on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics. He shared his thoughts on the latest unemployment numbers and the continued struggles of the travel and tourism sector.
So, yes, yeah, the unemployment rate ticked up ever so slightly in August, and I think, you know, that is a concern, obviously, considering at the beginning of this year we were at 3.5% unemployment rate, and now we're at 7-something, and we seem to be stabilizing around that rate is a bit of a concern for us all. I think it's important to note, though, that, you know, the first month that we saw the unemployment rate go up in April and a little bit in March as well, and then in May, the unemployment rate went up and the labor force participation went down significantly in May and June. In May we saw the unemployment rate go down, the labor force improved, so more people came back looking for work and found work, which is why the unemployment rate went down. In June and July, the unemployment rate continued to go down, but people left the labor force. So a lot of people that came back into the labor force in May did not find work and left the labor force in June and July. And that actually reversed in August, which is why the unemployment rate went up. So more people came into the labor force looking for work. A lot of them did end up finding work. Some of them are still unemployed. So the unemployment rate ticked up. So if there's ever a good reason for the unemployment rate to go up in this particular climate, it's because the labor force actually increased. The number of people looking for work increased. The last couple of months when the unemployment rate went down, it was for bad reasons because people left the labor force. So even though the unemployment rate ticked up slightly, it's still, you know, generally positive given the current circumstances because more people came back into the labor force and are looking for work in the month of August now. Whether or not this is good or bad long term, I think the issue we have is that, you know, we've seen an improvement in the unemployment rate, but it looks like we might stabilize at a higher rate of unemployment. We lost something like 120,000 jobs in April compared to February this year, and now we're still down about 45,000-50,000 jobs in the state. The problem is that we've remained at that level for a little bit now, and so we need to get those jobs back. And the longer this goes on, it becomes harder for us to get those jobs back. And so that's where my concerns are at this moment.
Now, we're seeing the potential for more layoffs, and they seem to be in the tourism and travel industry, as you and I have discussed previously. Disney making major layoffs, airlines suggesting that big layoffs are about to occur. Is this just going to have to be a correction to the economy, or can the industry be largely saved?
Yeah, we cannot afford that as a correction to our economy. There are a lot of jobs in the leisure and hospitality industry. A lot of people's livelihoods depend on that particular industry. That has been an area of growth between 2010 and 2019 here in Arkansas. So a lot of jobs were created in that particular industry in Arkansas. At the peak of this, we lost about 40,000 jobs in that particular industry. We're still down about 17,000 to 18,000 jobs in the leisure and hospitality industry. That doesn't mean that all of those people that came back between 40,000 and 17,000 necessarily are working at their same previous job at the same salary or hourly wage or the same number of hours. By and large, people that have come back are working fewer hours and they're taking home less money today than they were before this pandemic and the recession hit. So even the people that got their jobs back are still struggling. In addition to the fact that a lot of jobs have not come back, we're seeing small businesses, especially those in this industry, starting to close and close permanently. The ones that have reopened, especially restaurants and bars, are sometimes closing at least once a month for several days. And so their employees are struggling, those businesses are struggling because, again, when somebody tests positive in their workplace, they're having to close the entire place down for a couple of days until everybody can get tested. So there is a lot of hurt for this particular industry, and it is absolutely imperative that Congress, before doing anything else, really get another stimulus bill up and running. There was a lot of talk, a lot of heat and no action in early August with some talk about a stimulus bill. Since then, that talk has cooled off, but we can't let that be. We really do need another stimulus bill. We need additional money, especially PPP loans targeted to the leisure and hospitality industry, targeted to small businesses in this industry, and we'll need to renew the bailouts that we did provide to larger industries like airlines and hotels and, extend lines of credit to Disney and so on and so forth. So in addition to all of that, we'll still need to extend unemployment benefits. There was a small extension in unemployment benefits using FEMA money that's about to be exhausted if it hasn't been exhausted already. Again, that didn't cover everyone as well. So there's a lot of work left to be done. We obviously haven't gotten control of the pandemic yet, but we really need to save these companies with congressional action.
And that's Mervin Jebaraj, an economist and the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. There is more of that interview with Roby Brock at talkbusiness.net. In other news this week, personal income between July and August declined 2.7%, even as Americans increased their spending in certain sectors, including movie theaters, museums, and campgrounds. That's according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. And Walmart held its annual open call event this week, a virtual event due to the pandemic, of course. The company says it approved products from more than 175 entrepreneurs to move on to the next stage in the process to land their products on Walmart shelves. Another 450 are under further consideration. And more Northwest Arkansas travelers booked flights with Northwest Arkansas National Airport last year instead of opting to fly from other airports in the region. According to a new study, airport officials attributed the increase to leisure travelers taking advantage of lower fares. For those stories and more, visit nwabusinessjournal.com, where you'll find our reporting on the latest business headlines each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.